We're going to Ghana some tomorrow. Ah, wow. We're really excited about this trip, and there are a few of us going right now, and you never know, there could be more, because I'm leaving actually on Wednesday, and the rest of the team is leaving tomorrow, so we're going to pray in a little bit for all of us together, and we'll see what God does. But right now, we have five of us. We have myself, we have Cynthia, we have Rick, Dylan, and Andy. We're all, and Rachel is staying here, carrying this beautiful Larson number 3. So, okay, which is really good. And we'll miss you, but it's going to be good. I also want you to know that last Saturday we did show a DVD, and we're going to show it again right now before we release the children, because we really need prayer for this trip. The Lord has just been speaking a lot to me, particularly, about the significance of this trip. When he told me, actually, Mozambique time this summer, it's time to go, and this is the time. We thought it was in August, and he had a better time for a lot of different reasons, and this is the time. There's something he wants to blast. I never thought about it, really, in terms of relentless pursuit. But, okay, whatever has been released, which is very large, is going to be released over there. So, and that's on this end. And I've already spoken that out and promised it long before Relentless Pursuit. I said, the Lord is sending us on this mission. He always does. And every time we go to another country, we go overseas, we see that increase in the glory. But he's got something very special with this particular trip beyond other trips. He really does.
Well, while you're here, we're just going to pray for you. So we speak fire over your life right now. Increase, complete, miraculous fire in Jesus' name over your life. That where you go, you will break down the walls of the enemy in Jesus' name. And that you will march, and that your feet will trample on serpents and scorpions. And that you will kick stones out of your way. And Father, show. Father, right now we just gird your feet with supernatural anointing, that any attempt of the enemy to get you will be broken off in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now we just increase, show, Father, we increase the anointing on Dylan Williams, Lord, that his heart would be your heart. Father, that Dylan's burning would burn for you, that his heart would beat for you, and that he would be on fire for you. Father, complete increase. Show. Dylan, I hear the Lord saying that you are going to have the words of love on your lips, and that as you speak out the words of life through the love of Jesus, his fire will flow forth from your eyes, and that people will see supernatural clarity, and that they will know that you are walking in heaven. That you are walking in heaven, that you are walking in heaven. And as you walk in heaven, Dylan, there is actually going to be an area above you where the clouds can't even form. Not even rain going away, but clouds can't even form, because you have a direct connection to what the Lord is saying on the throne, because you are speaking out the authority of the King of Kings. Yes, complete favor where you go, complete favor where you go. That those who hear you speak would listen. Father, prime their ears in Jesus' name. And sing.
A new anointing for worship on him. A new anointing for worship on Dylan. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As Dylan leads in worship, Lord, that confidence is there, the anointing is there, and I thank you, Lord God, for a new season. This is a new day. It's sound waves from heaven. New harmonies of heaven are being released right now. The melody from heaven just coming in where the presence of God breaks through the barriers right there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm just going to place this envelope in your hand. The Lord is entrusting you with his kingdom. He is entrusting you, and he is expanding the kingdom through you. So, do not be afraid to call the kingdom into reality where you go. Do not be afraid to see the riches of the lost come into the fold of the kingdom. I just keep hearing Ghana oil. Ghana oil. Father, give breakthrough and inroads, where those who already are there in Ghana, those who are already reaping from the massive oil that have been found off the coast, may Dylan walk into their path so that they might start to fund the missions to their nation. Father, that their money that they are using in Ghana would be sent to America to bring the Americans back into their nation. Ghana oil. Breakthrough. Lord, and Cynthia. Cynthia, you already have a mother's heart. You already have a mother's heart, but the Lord is going to... He's going to use you to hold the lost and broken, to show them that they're loved, Cynthia. Oh, Lord, just increase her mother's heart so that where she goes, she would see the lost, that she would see the dying, and she would see the broken, and she would say, no, no, in Jesus' name, and that these arms would be arms that radiate love. And that the passion of Jesus would flow forth from you. And that a gentle touch or a loving smile would radically, radically show the name of Jesus. Oh, Cynthia. And that they would see the Father through you. But they would know that mother's heart, that they truly are valuable. That they truly are cared for and truly loved. And that they were not a mistake. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as Cynthia goes, just give her grace. Grace and mercy. Oh, Cynthia, the Lord is saying, just keep drawing into me. Keep drawing deep into me. Because I am giving you a new revelation of my heart. So that you might show that revelation to those you walk with. It's a heart revelation that will break down years of religion and years of religious experience and years of trying and years of seeking for everything but Jesus. But he is going to give you his heart that will pierce through these man-made veils that will show the true veil of Jesus, and that they will be able to walk into third heaven. And as you walk in third heaven, you will hold the hands. I actually see you, Cynthia, holding the hands of lines of children, and that they are walking with you into the throne room. And that as they walk in on the throne, they see a roaring lion on the throne. And that he has the crowns of glory at his feet. And that you walk in and these children, they're unassuming. And they know that it's safe. And that this is the king. A new heart. A new heart. Thank you, Lord. An increase on Rachel. As she stays, Father, that as she stays, we just continue to speak life into this womb. Father, we speak life and grace, and that as she is on the ground here, that she would not stop marching to your drum, Father, that Rachel would rise up in this time, and that she would know that this is an appointment from you, Lord, and that she would know that she is as much a part of this team in Ghana as those physically there, Father. We thank you for what you're doing in the Larson home, and we speak increase and blessing. Show in Jesus' name, Father. May their quiver be full. In Jesus' name, we speak increase and blessing. And that as Rachel is here, as she is here in the United States, her heart would still be completely in tune with what you're doing there in Ghana, Father. And that she would be used miraculously and mightily here in the United States. That she would walk in that same passionate fire of you, Lord. That she would have that wildfire anointing here in America, Father. And that she would see your kingdom come in a new way. Father, ignite Rachel. Ignite her home and ignite this church. Father, use her. Use her because you knew at the beginning of time, before any of us were formed, that Rachel would be set aside for such a time as this. So fire, come on, Rachel, right now. New fire. Fire burn. Fire burn. Fire burn. And that she, and while she is on this mission trip, while she is on this mission trip here in America, the child inside of her would burn with the same fire of the Holy Spirit as well. Such a deep burning that this child's life would be one where fire exists. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Show. Who else is going? And mother, we're coming. Who wants to pray for Rick? Anyone? No, I'm going to pray. I meant who wants to come and join. Rick, you are already in the exact position of dancing during worship in Ghana. Yes. May you find that you move like you did when you were 20. May you find that you are growing younger with every breath you take. May you find that you will defy all odds and expectations. The Lord is saying, Rick, that it is time for you to break records. That it is time for you to break records. That it is time for you to break records. That you are a record breaker in Jesus' name. That it is something that runs through your family. And you, as the head of the house, also are called to be a record breaker. That it's not just your daughter Beth who can swim for Jesus, but that you are supernaturally one who can break records in the Spirit. So right now, we speak fire on these feet, that these would be feet that run the race in record time. Father, we speak fire on these lips, that these lips would be lips that speak out your love in record time. Father, we speak fire on these ears, that these ears would hear you clearly the first time. Father, we speak fire on these hands, that healing would come forth when these hands touch anyone in need. Father, and we speak fire on this entire life, that every record would be shattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You go and you run that race and know that the one who's already won is running with you and that together you are record breakers. Thank you, Jesus. And mother, as you go, show, you go and stomp in the face of the enemy in Jesus' name. You go and you put your foot right in his face and say, enemy, this is my territory. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out. This is my territory. Blood and sweat and tears have gone into northern Ghana. This is my land. You go in the name of Jesus. And mother, as you go and where you speak, that juju would break off in Jesus' name, and that high priests would bend their knees to Jesus. We speak out that where you go, that witches would hear you, and as they hear you, they would come out of the woodwork, and that the demons inside of them would come out in Jesus' name, never to return again. That northern Ghana would truly be the gateway to Africa, because in a place where darkness has reigned, a bright white piercing light will pervade that darkness, and that it will go in to the places surrounding. Beware nations nearby. Northern Ghana is about to be shattered for Jesus. Northern Ghana is about to be shattered for Jesus, and my mother is going to put her foot in the face of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and that you not only will have health, but that you will see any person sick healed, that you will see the dead raised, you will see the lame walk, the blind see, and the deaf hear, that you will walk in your anointing. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. You are going to Ghana in the 11th month, and there is no coincidence in this. And there is supernatural alignment taking place here in this 11th month. And that as you walk in, walk completely in alignment with the Lamb of God. For you have the fire of the Lord on your tongue. And that you will have supernatural capability in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be commissioned and go in the name of Jesus. Sure.
just a few months ago when I first found out that Cynthia and Rachel were going, and Rachel's still in heart and in spirit, that what I saw when they got off the plane, they stepped onto the ground. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but like all of like the dark principalities were awoken, and it was like this powerful, powerful giants coming off, giants of old, like Cynthia who's been there before, and just those memories and those things, those seeds that have been sown into Ghana over the years, and just that vengeance of like, oh, they're back, but that much more, the Lion of Judah is going to roar. And I'm telling you, people, they need our prayers. They need us to back them up in the spirit. Be praying for them. Be praying for them. Be praying for them. So Father, I just thank you, Lord. Father, as they step off of the plane, Father God, oh, that the ground would be shaken underneath them, God, that everything that can be shaken would be shaken, Father, as your kingdom comes, and as your will is done, Father, in Ghana, as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Lord.
Church, right now, please be on your feet. Please, everyone, Andy, everyone, Mom, be on your feet. We're going to cry out a war cry. We're going to cry out a war cry because the enemy needs to be on warning that we are coming. We are going to cry out a war cry right now. So team, anybody on the team, let's just gather together. I want you all together. And then church, we're going to commission them with a war cry. So pull your hands out towards the team. And we're going to commission them on the count of three. And you cry out to this God of ours who is alive. Because as we cry out, the enemy is going to be afraid. So on the count of three, we cry out to your name, Jesus. One, two, three, Jesus! Amen. Amen. Let's receive the offering.
Wow. What a normal church. Kids, bye-bye. Yay. Kids can leave. That's Kurababa Shikarababa Se. When we were in Ghana, Pastor Bill and I were a bunch of us. We were given Ghanaian names. And I was riding over here this morning, and the Lord was reminding me of that Ghanaian name, and it was Asenchua. And that meant warrior something.
Warrior woman.
Warrior woman for Ghana. Pastor Sam will give it to me. What was yours, honey?
Mine was Ajiman.
Ajiman, which is?
Like conqueror of Ghana.
Conqueror of Ghana. And those of you who've been with us, all of you have your Ghanaian names. So there's a real strong warrior anointing on this. God is really serious. The enemy tried to take both of our lives and couldn't do it. So, amen. We have a testimony. We released the children. That wasn't real smart. Of Gracie. We need Gracie back. Oh, nuts. Gracie, we wanted everyone to hear this. Well, do you want to get her real quick? And Heather, she's got a healing. It's really cool. Yeah, we want to get this on. We want to get this out there. This is really cool. I found this out yesterday. I think it was. So she's coming, but thank you all for praying. Korabashika. I was so burning today about this. Like, wow. God, you are. Wow. Those of you who saw the little hen, I guess it was a hen thing. The Pastor Jose gave us, what was that animal? Turtles, not hens. Three turtles on top of each other, and it was significant of generational blessing and generational outpouring. And so that's really what, what Jamie was saying. Really cool. So Jamie was really releasing that which has been released over this body, and there's going to be something very significant when we hit the ground there. And those of you who don't know this, Mike is being sworn in at the state of Ohio tomorrow. And that's going to be for you. As a lawyer, he's been a lawyer, but he's passed the bar, and he has to go down and do that. So that's tomorrow. So I'm actually getting on a plane myself on Wednesday, but the rest of the team leaves tomorrow. So praise God for that. But it's interesting that they'll be there first, which I love. It's very spiritually significant. So we have some shocks who will come up and share this amazing testimony. Yeah, to give to shock us. So there we go. Is Heath coming too? Come on, Heath. We want to hear this. We want to get this documented so that we will stand for the rest of what's been released. Sorry, we got caught up in this moment. But we want to, hi, Gracie. Something really cool has happened, I hear. Yeah. She's like, wow. Is Mom coming in? Come on, Mom.
There she is.
She's in the back. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys can drive this. This is just phenomenal, and we're going to see God just bring it all the way to completion, because Gracie is a mother of many, and that's coming. So you guys want to share what's been happening?
Okay. You want me to? Okay. All right. I have a knack of being very fast at the microphone, so I can't draw it out as much as others. But anyway, we had an amazing report here for Miss Graciana Faith this week. We have medical documentation that said there were cysts all over her kidneys and all these blockages and all these bad, bad things that were all over it. Do you have more to add than that?
There are some defects on her kidneys, and that could potentially cause kidney problems later. And there was a mass of cysts.
And so we thought that was no good. And so we didn't know really what to do there. So we just prayed and asked the church to pray. And they ordered some more ultrasounds to take a look at the kidneys. And so Gracie was there this week, and they did a bunch of ultrasounds. And we got the report back, and there's no cysts. None at all.
Yes, Lord.
And no defects at all.
I don't know. Let me. And then at the bottom of the, I went and got the reports from the doctors, because they just shared briefly over the phone her ultrasound came back fine. I said, so no cysts, no cysts, no defects, no defects. But I really wanted the reports, because that's a miracle. So I went down to the doctors and I wanted a report that from the MRI that said what it originally said, then a report from the ultrasound that said everything was clear. Well, it's all written in medical jargon that I can't understand. So I sat at the computer for hours Friday night trying to figure out, what does this mean? What? So I got down to the very end of the ultrasound one, the one that said everything was clear. And at the bottom, I don't know, probably a lot of you don't know, but Gracie's been diagnosed with a condition that most people who have it are not born with ovaries. And those are very important for what we feel like the Lord has for Gracie's life in the future. So they've done multiple ultrasounds throughout her life, and they've never been able to find them. And at the bottom of the report, just as a, like, by the way, it says, uterus and ovaries visualized.
This is great news. Gracie will realize that more and more as she gets older. But this is a creative miracle we're believing. This is miraculous. Mom and Dad have been laboring for a long time in prayer and family. And we have too, because we're a spiritual family. And this is huge, because Gracie, the word that the doctors gave was that Gracie had symptoms of what's called Turner syndrome. And we just say, absolutely not. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that this condition has been halted and reversed and is now completely under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for the total annihilation and destruction of anything that's even remotely connected with what was spoken over Gracie and what showed up in reports and what they've seen. And we thank you, Lord, that when you touched her years ago, and she began to grow, that she began to have growth that was unprecedented for her. Lord, that you are continuing that, and that she will shoot up in Jesus' name and start to physically grow in all areas, and there will be absolutely no ill effects from what was spoken. So, Father, we know that this is not from you, and it's not found in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, that we stand as a family together for the complete turnaround and the complete annihilation of this thing that it warrants absolute raging vengeance in the spirit, because we know you're a good God. And we thank you, Lord, that as heaven comes into Gracie and has many times, that this is increasing right now. So we thank you for this supernatural turn. We thank you for this divine deliverance and healing. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to celebrate more and more and more of these good reports for Gracie and the family. In the name of Jesus, we call complete normalcy over her. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we thank you, Lord, that this now has been completely ended and eradicated out of her body, out of her family line for generations to come. And Lord, that she has the DNA of heaven racing through her body, that all her chromosomes are in order, in alignment with you and the kingdom of God. So we thank you, Lord, for that and for the outpouring of that in this season for her future and the future of many generations. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And that Gracie will fulfill her destiny, and that every prophetic word that has been spoken over her shall come to pass. We call the future into now, and we thank you for this little worshiper and this little one, Lord, who is going to go all over the world sharing her testimony of love for Jesus. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Bless you guys. This is exciting, huh? Yeah. Ah, thanks. That was worth coming out of Kingdom Kids for, huh? Amen. Well, okay, I have another thing to show you. How many of you saw this in the newspaper? Did you see Billy Graham? A whole page ad? I'm going to read to you what was in the newspaper if you didn't see it, so you can do what he says. It says, "Vote Biblical Values, Tuesday, November 6th. The legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. Could. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God." Amen? And how cool is that, that it takes the entire page of the paper and it's, give to the Billy Graham Foundation, Evangelistic Foundation, and he is a father in the faith for our nation. And for him to stand up and voice this is a big deal. And so be wise in the next few days. Some of you have already voted, and I'm encouraging you to take a step and follow what the Judeo-Christian ethics have been already established in our country, and how we will stand and we will say no. Just as we go to Ghana and say no, this is our land. Today we declare this is no. This is our land, one nation under God. And that we just encourage you to listen to the heartbeat of the Lord, because the Lion of Judah is roaring and he's padding around and he's waking up people all over this nation. It's really kind of fun. So irregardless of what happens, take your place and do what God is calling you to do. This is very significant and very important. And you've heard much from the church here over these recent months. So I just encourage you to just finish the job and do what God's calling you to do. And also be a voice for those who maybe don't understand. And one thing that you can say to help people is not just, oh, you should do this or that. That doesn't help anybody. But really, speak of Jesus and speak of his heart, because he cares about everybody, and he doesn't want his kingdom values and heart to be muddled and lost in rhetoric that makes no sense and decisions that are going against his kingdom heart and plan. And that's what matters. So we want to back up King Jesus on every front, and we want to vote in that way. And I think in this election, it's extremely clear that there is a dividing line now. And for someone who has paid the price and gone all over the world for multiple decades to say something like this, the urgency of the Spirit is rising up. And this person has influenced so many and brought many into the kingdom through the Spirit. And I believe that it's something to listen to and something to support, because I believe that our future is really now in the balance. And the Lord says, what do you want? What do you want, church? And I believe Jesus is coming through for our hearts, for what we've been crying out. I believe we're going to see that one nation under God, our Judeo-Christian ethics and values are being protected by our Lord. I believe that. So take your place. How many of you have had an opportunity to vote already? Oh, yay, look at that. That's good. Well, just continue to do that. And maybe you'll stand in line with someone. I know last election, we had a person standing in a very long line that was influenced in a, I believe, a very biblical, positive way, just by the place that the person, that God put that person standing near us. Yeah, I wasn't in the voting booth with that person, but from the time the person came in to the time that that person voted, there was a whole change of mind. You see, because that's God's heart. Those are the persuasive words of life that Paul says that he spoke about in the Bible. We just speak out Jesus, and then he does the rest. And help people step up to who they really are. Sometimes they think, well, this is what I'm supposed to do because it makes sense. But just call them into who they really are. This is who you are. Amen? Good job, Billy. Ha! All right. I'm going to share a few things. Wow. What a day. I'm not used to standing up here. This is really kind of different. But it's good. Because you can see better if you're in the back. So that's good. I was listening to the CD last night of last Sunday, and I had some difficulties with it, some of you know, and I was not able to finish it, which was distressing to me because I wanted to be able to finish all of it, and it just kept stopping and stopping and stopping at certain places. But I will share with you what the Lord has put on my heart. Because as I re-listened again, this is what he told me to do. He just said, listen to last Sunday morning. I said, well, then what? I didn't hear anything. He's like, oh, great. All right, Lord, what do you want me to say about that? And it was interesting because I listened to Mel Tari, and I also listened to Pastor Jose. And I didn't open my Bible when Pastor Jose was speaking about Jeremiah. I know the passage, but I didn't open my Bible. Well, I did this morning. I opened it to Jeremiah, and what was so interesting about that, which I didn't discover till this morning, God is so fun, is that 2009, this is for me personally, but I believe it has something to do with Frontline, in 2009, when the enemy rose up to try to stop what God had intended for the kingdom purposes for Ghana, which you heard about, right before we left to come home, Pastor Dan, a very good friend of ours, working with Pastor Samuel and Vera, Mama Vera, spoke to me, and he quoted exactly what Pastor Jose quoted, and I wrote it in my Bible, Accra, 2009, Pastor Dan, Jeremiah 20, verses 7 through 11. And so I was reading that, and I just became completely wrecked again, and I want to read to you some things that that were spoken out by Pastor Jose, not all of them, as I said, and there'll be another time, but it can't happen today, right now, unless he gives it to me supernaturally, which he can do. But let me read to you the part that was highlighted, and I just sat in my office and just, I was completely drunk in the spirit and fired up. I was so on fire. I just was shaking and filled with his fire. I said, oh, gosh, Lord, what are you going to do today? And he says, well, my fire has been released. It's a new day. And so there's a new level of fire and a new place in the dimension of the spirit that's been carved out for you for Frontline. And I have more. So I was like, oh, I'm excited as a little schoolgirl. So let me read to you. If you have your Bibles there, Jeremiah 20, 7 through 11. Let me, if you have your Bible there, can you turn to it or poke it? If you've got a, yeah, poke it with your fingers. Oh, Lord, you have deceived me and I was deceived. You have overcome me and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everybody mocks me. Each time I speak, I cry aloud. I proclaim violence and destruction because for me, the word of the Lord has resulted in reproach and derision all day long. Verse 9, but if I say, I will not remember him or I speak any more in his name, then in my heart, it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. Hey, and I am weary of building it, of holding it in, and I cannot endure it. For I have heard the whispering of many, terror on every side. Denounce him. Yes, let us denounce him. All my trusted friends watching for my fall say perhaps he will be deceived so that we may prevail against him and take our revenge on him. Hey, but the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will be utterly ashamed. Hey, because they have failed with an everlasting disgrace and confusion that will not be forgotten. Yet, O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous, who see the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you I have set forth my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the needy one from the hand of the evildoer. Hey, wow. So Pastor Jose was quoting that and he was giving his testimony of what it was like for him when he was in jail in Swaziland and when the Lord had been relentlessly pursuing him and when he said, Lord, I'm trying to resist you, and the Lord would not let him resist, that this was a day where the resistance would stop, and the Lord says that this has been released over this body, where the resistance has been stopped, where the Lord of hosts has come in and said enough is enough. So we've turned the page, we've come to a new corner. So when we come in to worship, we need to rise in worship. And if we've got some sin or we've got something, then we deal with it with the Lord and we come in here and go into that new place and that new dimension in the spirit that's already been carved out by the fire of God that rests in our bones. Because if we don't, the rocks and stones will cry out, but that fire's been released. So it's a new day. And the Lord says, begin to trust my voice. When you hear my voice, trust what I'm hearing. There will be many who will use their reasoning. They will use their logic and say, this is the way it is. But those are excuses. And now the Lord says, go with what you are searing in your heart and go with that searing, that fire searing that means something. Tuh. So what he told me this morning. Oh, wow. This fire looks like something. I'm standing up here because I'm believing there will be a time really soon where there'll be people packed so far back that they need to have some more light, so to speak. And so the light's going further back. And way out to the sides. These walls need to be busted out. We need a new building by the next Relentless Pursuit Conference. Can you see it happening? Can you believe for that? Do you think God is able to do those things? You see, Jeremiah had a burning in his belly, a burning in his bones, and he was resisting the Lord. And the Lord said, you are my prophet to the nations. I knew you and I formed you and I called you before you were even born. And he's raised up many prophets and apostles in this place. And he's saying, this is how the great commission of the last days for the end time harvest to come in, for that awakening that's coming all over the earth is actually here in so many places. He's saying, hold fast to what you receive. I was just sitting in my chair just drinking some hot water, and I'm just thinking about these things. Last night I was shaking and burning, and it was just from me connecting in with the Lord. It had already been released. Hey, and it was increased. So when I couldn't hear the rest of it, I was distressed. I said, Lord, I take authority over this machine because it's there, but it wasn't playing. And I thought, whatever it takes, Lord, because I want to release it all. I want to release it all. It didn't happen, but it will, because people are learning lessons in the spirit to trust the voice of the Lord, irregardless of logic. God is saying that we need to step into a place where this burning on the inside moves us and propels us beyond anything that's going on in our world and our life. That's what he's speaking. That's what relentless pursuit was all about. And God did it. He did it. We laugh when we see my sister, Auntie Ann, you know, doing her thing on the floor with the Lord and being stuck. Well, when she left on, well, she was at our house Friday night, Pastor Bill and I just said, oh, let's pray for you before you go. And she said, okay. We started praying. Bam, she's right back where she was at the conference, doing the same, on the ground, going, oh, no, here we go again, because it's so strong. God is saying, don't let it go. Get the CDs and put them in your car, as Mike said. It wasn't just, oh, isn't he cute? It's serious. These words of life that have been released, they're serious words of life. And I was thinking about Mel, and I'm thinking about Pastor Jose, and how they piggybacked each other. That was in the plan. Well, Mel came to us, and he said on Sunday morning, he said, Jose just needs to speak. You just take it. And then he comes to me during worship. We don't care. You know how we are. Whatever. So he came to me during worship. He says, no, God told me to get up here and I've got something to say. And I said, well, yeah, whatever. Come on. More. And so that was an order that the Holy Spirit ordained. It wasn't because it was on a list. Whether it was on a list or not, that's what Mel would have said, because he doesn't follow a list. And that's why he likes us. What he said here, which you can listen to again, he said, I like this place. They aren't wimpy. Okay, I don't want to be wimpy. I want to see and burn with your fire, and I want more. I want to be that burning log. I want to be that inferno. I want to be that fire starter, but not just a fire starter. Come on. Fire starter is for babies. You're not a baby, but we do need to start. We need to start somewhere. Okay, if you want to start a fire, you have to be so burning yourself that you just kind of move into a place and the place explodes. I think that's going to be a new class, fire explosion. Because we're going from babyhood into infernohood. Amen? I believe it. So Jeremiah was really, really hit by the enemy. He was hit. He was saying, you know, he loved God. He wasn't saying, well, God, I'm just ticked off. My goodness, you've just been doing all this stuff in me, and where the heck are you? Am I deceived or what? He is so blasted by the enemy, okay, that he's trying to carve out this burning that he has in his heart and saying, oh, I can't run anymore. I think I've been watching and praying, but the Lord says, no, no, no. Get in that fire and stay in that fire so I can burn you up, completely consume you, and use you. Can only use you when you're burned up, when there's no more. No more, no more, no more. I can only use you to the degree. So it's a continual process. So I was thinking about that this morning and thinking about my fireplace at home. And I thought, okay, Lord, well then am I a log that we throw in and then you just burn me? And then it's like, oh, ouch, and then a bunch of ashes and a vapor to heaven. Is that it? It's like, this is not sounding like a good plan to me. So, you know, he said, yes. I went, oh, is there more? Yes, there is. I'm the consuming fire. So as you're burned up, you become like me because that's who I am. So you can be thrown into a fireplace and it's really okay. But it's so that that consuming flame continues on. That's the multiplication that Mel wanted to say and make sure that we understood to a degree before there was a release of more fire. That's what God's plan was for Sunday. It's like, wow, to see these two together was just stellar. It's like, you're so smart, God. What you were speaking to Jeremiah, you're releasing here. Come on. That wrecked me again and again and again. This morning and last night. Yay, God. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I asked these folks back here, my wonderful spiritual children, to put this up on the overhead because I don't want to read to you for the next 3 hours here what we talked about last Sunday. But I want to put it, just have a few things that will bless you. So if you guys can put that up, that would be wonderful. If you don't contribute, did you find it? You did. It's there. Okay, this is really, really good. And this was spoken last week. If you don't contribute what you have, you deny the multitudes the food and the giftings, and you diminish by one the variety in God's buffet table. This is from Mel. And I'm going to put this on my Facebook at some place, so just hang on there, okay? I know how you guys are. So it doesn't matter what you have. Put it on the table because it will add to the variety of God's buffet table to feed the nations in our generation. So he's talking to us about multiplication, and he was using the example of the little boy with the loaves and fishes. And he was talking about the revelation that God gave him on Saturday here. This man has been for decades going all around the world preaching in virtually every nation to hundreds of thousands. I think millions have been saved. I don't know how many because I want to be inaccurate, but I've been reading. I mean, Mel has been used by God. He's worked with Billy Graham. He has been all over the world. It's a real honor and a privilege to have him here and to have him in our family. We're connected. He really loves us and he likes us, and he's just a regular person like you and I, but he's been used mightily by the Lord. So when he says he got a heavy revy from God Saturday night here, that looks like something, and that meant a lot to him. And then he wanted to drive it home on Sunday morning. That's why you need the CDs to listen to it again. So he was talking to us about the little boy with the loaves and fishes, but what he was saying was that he felt that there were many others who had food to eat, and he gave a lot of illustrations about the 5,000 men who were there and the 15,000 children who were there during the feeding of the 5,000 and the 5,000 Jewish mamas who packed their lunch boxes, you know, for the kids. And maybe they grabbed a bagel and a lox or something like that. And they brought that to the big place where Jesus was, where they were going to listen to him speak. They had been following him, the scripture says. Let's look in the Bible. I'll show you. John chapter 6. Let's just look at this. I was having fun with it this morning, but I just felt that God wanted to drive this home for all of us. So take a look at John 6. And where are we here? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, in John chapter 6, it says, verse 2, a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. Then Jesus went up on the mountain, and then he sat down with his disciples. And so now Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?" Interesting. This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. And remember that Mel was telling us at the conference and reminding us that in the NIV version that let me just read it to you because I wrote it somewhere in here. Oh, where is it? So many pages. Where are you here, Mel? He already knew. I wrote it down. Where is it? I have too many things here. For he already had in mind what he was going to do. I wanted to quote it exactly because I don't have NIV. NIV, for he already had in mind what he was going to do, but he was testing. at that point. And so he's testing us. So we get this revelation on Saturday, Mel does, and he's probably preached from this passage for decades. And he was reminded by the Lord, or told by the Lord, that many people had their little loaf and fish, or loaves and fishes, or some type of food, something that the Lord was saying, I'm going to give you an understanding of this on another level. I'm going to give you an understanding not just on the multiplication of food that we can do when we go overseas when someone's hungry, but a multiplication of what he wants to do for the great awakening for the end time harvest. That's why Mel was doing a dance around here, because the Lord was quickening him to see that when we call church unity in, how we think that's so great, he's talking about an example right here in John chapter 6 when he's saying you need to use what you have and you need to step in and not shrink back, because if you do shrink back and not release that which God has given you and your giftings, talents, anointings, finances, things like that, that it affects the nations. So there's no more time for I'm not good enough. There's no more time I'm feeling bad about myself. We're past that now. When we get a revelation like this in John 6 and released in this church, that's not an accident. Okay? God did that on purpose. And he's saying, now kids, I love you. You've been through freedom class. Now grow up. Okay? So when we come in here now, and if you still need help, there's fine. There's counseling and all. But he's saying, take these revelations and now take them and grab them and chew on them. Listen to them. Think about them. Release them, because the people are coming in here who won't have them. And so when they come in, as you walk in them as Jesus did, they will become part of your consumingness, part of the consuming fire, and they will receive it very quickly because of the acceleration, because of the multiplication factor. It's a big deal. And those of us who are going to Ghana, and those of you who are staying here, as we think about that, then we can expect bigger things than we've ever expected before for what we've prayed for those going on the foreign mission field. It'll be different. We will have this expectation that these crazy things will happen. And if we have a vision, a word, a picture, be it at home, be it on a bus, or be it at the prayer meeting on Friday, we'll just go, oh my gosh, God, that's so cool. And we'll bring it in, and we will be the ones, and we'll mail it to someone, email it, but we'll bring it in. We'll say, thanks, God, you gave it to me. I believe it. And he's saying the people there understood probably this much in John chapter 6, but the people who had the food, what they had was being multiplied. Wherever they were positioned, around 5,000 people, was being multiplied. It doesn't mean that it was, oh no, the word says loaves and fishes only. That's not what we're saying. It's loaves and fishes, but the Lord says, I'm going to give you another revelation on top of what that is, from heaven to earth, because that's how the Lord teaches us by the Spirit to interpret Scripture. And when you get that, it's not extra biblical revelation. It's the kingdom revelation that takes you to a place to be able to understand the end time harvest, because Jesus is coming soon. So things can happen, and things will happen expeditiously and in an accelerated fashion and mode. And if you think, I'm not understanding this, not a problem, listen to it online tomorrow or tonight, whenever it gets online, and ask God for revelation. And then, boom, he starts to release it. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. That's really okay. It's being released over you right now. Maybe you do. But ask the Lord for more, because that's what he's doing. I've sat for a long time this week at different times and said, Lord, I need more revelation of what you're saying that Mel's so excited about. Because we talked about it in our house. And we're talking about different things. And it's like, oh, yeah, I see. But I'm asking him more. And even last night when I was burning and shaking, he was releasing more for me. It's like, wow. And I'll be able to release more when I go and speak to the situations that I'll be, you know, working in and ministering in Ghana. Because it's revelation, and once revelation is caught, then you're able to release it again, and it belongs all over the world. So when that revelation is caught in our hearts, then we have a responsibility to burn with that revelation, and then that becomes revelation for other people. That's what he's saying with the loaves and the fishes. And Mel did it in a very fun way, saying, well, somebody might have had that great rice that Ina makes in Indonesia, and they might have had a big foot-long Subway. And he gave us a lot of different fun things, you know, to help us churn a little bit and go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, I get it. You see? Wow, that's really good. You can read the rest of that chapter. That would be good. But let's look at what he says. If you don't contribute what you have, you deny the multitudes the food and the giftings, and you diminish by one the variety in God's buffet table. So if you are gifted, which you are, and you are not relegated to a spiritual gifting test that you took at some other church that limits you, blah, okay? You don't want to be limited. I just ask, and I heard somebody say this recently, I don't remember who, but a long time ago when I didn't know any better, that's the best place to be. I said, God, from what I see in here, I can have everything, so I'm going to ask for everything. I'm serious. And he has given me a lot of different giftings in areas that are becoming a little more obvious to me and maybe to others, because there's things that he's asking me to do that would take his supernatural anointing, which is everything. It takes him. So he's saying, I'm calling you out. And so if you say, well, it's not my time, and I can't, because I've got this project, or I've got this child, or I've got this part in my life, and this is my season, we can hide behind the seasons and miss what God is saying and calling it what God has told me, and I have peace. Maybe so, but it might not be the peace of the kingdom. It might be peace to make us feel good. And God is definitely, he's propelling us. He's saying, this is not for the faint at heart. This is not for the wimpy. This is for, are you calling me wimpy? No, I'm not. I'm saying we are not. I'm not. I'm saying that this is not for the faint at heart. He's saying this is for those who will listen and receive and not go into a place like a bull in a china shop, like, hello, I've got a revelation, back up. But to be so filled with love that you become the revelation and people want to be around you. This is a revelation for us to carry, and then we release it in such a gracious way that people will be wanting to step into who they really are. You know, I said something to someone recently who was saying, ah, no. And I said, that's not who you are. You can do this. And wow, those words were just unlocking the... Because God says that's not who you are. So we become that message. And when we can unlock others, we're really bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. That's what it's all about. Wherever we are. And we can do that. And sometimes we might have a blind spot and we have to quickly repent, as Pastor Bill said today. But it's really important to be focusing, as we're quickly repenting, on the bigger picture. The bigger picture, it's not God talked me into it so I feel better about myself so I'll repent. He's wanting us to say, all right, I see. I'm getting these revelations. If it's been released in a conference to us before anybody else around the world, something like this, that's a big deal. I want to get it. I want to understand. I want to move in it. I want to release, and I know that you're the one who's going to fire me. When my sister was here, this firing thing happened to her about 10 years ago, similar to this. I saw her looking really strange on the floor about 10 years ago, but nothing since that time like that. But she was being pulled up. I don't know if you could see it or not, but she was laying on the floor, and I watched her. I was over here, and she was literally flat, and I can't even do it. She was being pulled up like this. There was a vein in her face that was ready to pop. It looked like she was going to blow up. And she was being pulled up, and she told me she felt she was coming out of her skin, and that if she wasn't taken up physically, that she thought she would blow up. He'd either have to stop, something would have to happen, because she was so intensely burning and hurting on the inside with the glory, with the fire, with the power. He's got something very special for her. But she also was doing these weird things that we laughed at, you know, where her foot would go funny ways and her arms. And he was moving her. He was showing us, she is a sign and wonder for you. I'm showing you that if you will release, I will be able to move you as a puppet. But yet you're not a puppet who doesn't think and doesn't partner. So it's not that kind of puppet. But she said, I felt like I was just on a string and a puppet. And I said, ha, yeah. But it was the fire of God. And that kind of release moved her into a place of greater revelation. And so when we gave her our prophetic word from heaven that he gave us, it was, and Pastor Bill had an awesome picture for her and such, and she was back on the floor again, reliving that same fire and receiving even more. It was a catalyst for her to go forward. It's like, wow, I want to encounter you. He says, well, when you're in the kitchen and you pour a cup of coffee and you're looking at someone you really love and you say, I love you more than my own needs, you have just encountered the Lord. And those encounters that will cause that fire that he's released, the fire of God, to burn us in another place, and we'll be sizzling. And if we say, you know, I was telling Ina that she was burning recently and inside her house, and I said, you know what, take the kids, go to a store or something like this, and go get people saved and healed. You don't have to go across the world. You've got an anointing, you can use it here. And that's for all of us. It's true. And she's doing it. And we do have to go across the world too, which she's doing next month, to see her mom in Indonesia. But the point is that God is wanting us to become so wrecked here that nothing will stop us. And if we hear about an opportunity to go, we'll say, okay. Sometimes we pray something to death. And God is saying, this is much more simple than you think. And much your reasoning's getting in your way. That's what I heard. So let me just... Wow, not meant to any person. This is just what I heard, generally speaking. It doesn't matter what you have. Put it on the table because it will add to the variety of God's buffet table to feed the nations in our generation. The reason Mel was so excited is because this wasn't about just multiplying physical food. This was about the end time multiplication as forerunners, as harvesters, as those who are carriers of this glory and this great awakening that we're on. That's upon us right now. So just wanted to mention that to you. Can you put the rest of it up, please, the next part? This is from Pastor Jose. He says, you got to go to see what you are praying to see. So when you pray and you want to see it, you have to go. Whether it's to a prayer meeting on Friday night or it's that go on the inside that's burning you, and you're going to go with your finances, but you're going to go. And eventually it might be in this place to physically get on a plane. If you are still here, you can see nothing because great things are awaiting you or waiting for you. When you go, the Lord will send signs and wonders because when you go, the anointing will explode. That's his word about fire. And there was much, much more pages. But God is saying, he's saying, let me do something unique in your midst. What you think you cannot do, you probably can do. Because risk taking looks like something. And we need to really go back to the Lord with what's been released and say, what does that mean for me right now? I'm going to just kind of highlight a few other fun little things here for you. Just to remind you, not to go through the whole thing. Mikey said something very cool that piggybacked what Pastor, or what Meltari said. This was a breaking every chain offering last Sunday that he initiated. He said, Adam number one failed, Adam number two prevailed, and Adam number three is going to enable us to take this to the mountaintop, going to take it to the mountaintop. And so calling our generations and changing the atmosphere, sending it with a purpose. And that was a word that was given over our body as we were ready to actually receive. And let me see if I can find where Mel said this. Mel said that the first Adam blew it, the second Adam came to restore it, and the third Adam would take his or her place. So this is a message about his or her place because of what Jesus has already done. When we say he's broken the chain and we say, Lord, I'm free of my chains, we need to live that where that becomes who we are when we wake up in the morning. I'm free of my chains already. Now I'm going to come in for the greater release of the revelation and the fire corporately when we come together. Now that's good. Well, but that's way too much. I'm not ready for that. Get the CD and DVD series, and that will take you to another place. That's the point, is that when some of this was released, it's not that you were left out, any of us, you or me. It's that God released it, so now we can. You know, we can do something because we can. Because I can, I'm going to. Well, that sounds crazy. It is. But when you're tracking with the Holy Spirit, he's crazier than you and me. He really is. And so we can come out of this stuff. If we've had issues, problems, fears, all this kind of stuff, do you know that he can bring us out of this very quickly in this season because of the release? That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, when we go to do Kingdom Bible School on the Land and other things up there, one thing that we're going to speak on, if you will, the Lord's already said, we're going to be used by God to bring people into greater release and freedom. In other words, freedom class, we'll be doing that there. But we've already done that to a degree. But you see, with the prayers and the sowing and the sending and the new releases from heaven to earth, things will look differently when we're there. And those who either need more, weren't there, you know, whatever it is, they're going to be set free and loosed and propelled in a new way. But that's what he says is here for you and for me and for our children now. See? So it's not a, you know, stop it. It's not, that's not the message here. It's, oh my gosh, let's grab it. Let's grab what's been released and then see what God's saying for you and I individually. So hopefully that's an encouragement to listen and get the bigger picture here. And you may think, well, I had to be here to get that kind of fire. Believe me, you listen to a CD, you'll be shaking and burning. Because I was. And I wasn't when I sat down, but I'm already burning inside. So there's things when God releases something, it's the same way with worship music, the same way. When we're worshiping the Lord, when there's an anointing like that on it, bam, takes us into another place. All right, just to kind of wrap this up. Oh God, you are good. So Mel highlighted the post-resurrected Jesus because Jesus crossed time and place. And everything in the Bible was then and there and it's good. But now we're in the here and now, which multiplies what Jesus did, even though we saw this in the Bible. So this is truth. Saturday night revelation was truth. And Jesus crossed over time and space and it's here and now. So Mel actually ran around here, and I lost count because it was about 10 or more times when he was saying, "Now take your healing. Now it's here. Remember that? Now, here, now, here. Put your hands up." And he was touching people's hands. And many people, I believe, were healed. But I also believe some were not because they expected healing to come a different way. And Pastor Bill and I were talking about that the other night, just saying, you know, sometimes we go, well, many times we go overseas and do a conference or a crusade or whatever, and many people are healed, but then there's still many people who come up because they want to touch from the anointed people. And it's an expectation inside that can hinder us from receiving. And I was talking to someone recently at the Relentless Pursuit who was a little miffed that there wasn't a prayer specifically for that person in a way that was expected, but yet the release of the healing power and anointing was there to receive because of the revelation that God released. Not that it was never released here before, but in a bigger way. You see, God is saying, I'm trying to grow you up in the Spirit. This is a new day. And everything that you have, every gift, talent, ability, anointing, everything that you have under the blood from heaven to earth is to be and can be used. But what happens is if we're still walking around somewhat unhealed, we end up doing things that really tend to release more significance for us on the inside. And many times we'll say, no, that's not me, but many times it is. And the Lord will put people in our life to help us see that. And when we go like this and say no, that's probably a good time to say, let me take my hand off that. So that the Lord can help us in a time, in a place where he's saying, I really want to use the raw you. I really do. And I'm going to. And it's going to look like something. It's going to look a little bit different than what you thought before. Okay. He also said, just again to have you start thinking, that the multitude was the reason for the multiplication. The reason it took place, this is back Meltari with the loaves and fishes, and that we are the distributors. He says there are recipients, distributors, and contributors. And the distributors will be the person who will partner with and release that to the nations. But the contributor will be you and me with the loaves and the fishes, with what we have. And we need to step into that, and it will look like something. And when it's really moving well, there's power in that. And I was thinking about that for this summer when we were in Mozambique. What the Lord had deposited in the people who were with us was really utilized, I should say. And there were signs and wonders and miracles and all kinds of things. For this Ghana team, that's a smaller team, that's why I spoke that over Dylan, who is going to be phenomenal in worship, and we're all going to help as Rick carries his guitar. Good job, Rick. Because he can sing, he can play the guitar, and there's worship that's needed when we're on there. I was laying in bed last night distressed, and I'm distressed about some things. And so here we are, and maybe it's supposed to be looking differently, but God will take who will say yes. And there may have been another yes. It may have looked different, and it might even be something that God can still do and will do. I don't know, but with where we are, with what we are now, we'll take the loaves and fishes right now. But the point is this, is that there were other loaves and fishes and lox and bagels at that 5,000 person gathering. And God used that to bring about that kind of multiplication, but he's allowing us to discover that. And he didn't write it in that verse. He revealed it through the verse, because then it's supported in the verse. And then you see it and go, oh my gosh. And that's the same way on a mission team. That's the same way overseas. That's the same way in the church. It's the same way in the families. The Lord says, you want my real unity? It's going to look like something, and it's going to be looking on something on your plate. And but it's going to take a change. We have to face those things and then say, that's me, and then be willing to change and turn. That's the only way. That's what Mel was actually saying, I believe, and more. But that's what he was telling us. There's more here, more that's being released. It has been released. He's saying, you need to step into and own it. More and more and more. Just a few more things for us. Oh, isn't this fun? So he already had in mind what he was going to do. Oh my goodness. So, so good. So good. Oh man. All right. I just can't even imagine. I don't want to be one who denies the multitudes, the food and the giftings. I don't want to be one that's diminishing the variety in God's buffet table. I don't want to be that one. I want to be counted in. I want to be one who says yes in every way to feed the nations in our generation. And then Mel said, don't tell me what you have is different. The nations can need to pick and choose. We need to glorify the nations. So when Pastor Jose came here and started speaking, he said that, Lord, you overpowered me. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. He was quoting Jeremiah 20, verse 7, and all the rest that I read. But what he said that Jeremiah was trying to resist, and he took Pastor Jose and he changed directions, everything. He says, the Lord said to him, now you have to move. Something is going to be released in the world. Take a step of faith and go where I'm sending you to go, because you have something you are going to release. It's the time to go. When the fire is in you, I came to tell you that after this conference, you have to move. Now this, I read this, I underlined it last night. That doesn't mean you're supposed to all get on a plane and go with me on Wednesday or them tomorrow. There might be, that might look different. I don't know. But it doesn't mean the whole church is supposed to do that. But this word is for us. And he said, after this conference, you have to move. You've got to do something. And it might be a test, and it might be right in your face at the most inopportune time. And it might be at the place where you think, not now. It's not my season. It's not my time. And so he addressed it here as I was rereading or re-listening last night. He said, God is going to do something. He is equipping you. He's giving you all the tools, and he's making you a wild warrior, taking you to another dimension. I feel this. It's very strange. This is not me. This is not my plan. This is what he felt that God was saying to the Lord. He says, I had my plans and I had my projects. But the Lord said, I love you and need you. I don't need my project from you. I need to use you. I don't need your money. I need you. That doesn't mean you don't give money. You are my tool. Just go with my fire. Just go and do what I send you to do. So obviously he was sending him specifically to Mozambique. I will give you food where there is no food. When you hear my voice, just go, just go. I will be with you. You are my chosen. You're in my army. I'm the commander. You just hear my voice. I will lead you through the waters, through the fire. I will lead you where there's no way. My power is in you because my anointing is inside of you. I am taking you. The Lord is taking you and pursuing you in this conference. He's writing a new story because you had this call before you were born, and he knew already how powerful he was going to use you. He has something big for you, bigger for you. You must go from here, and you will not say nothing. Your complaint is nothing to the Lord, as with Jeremiah. So I have something to do. So many Christians say, I have something to do, and this is not the right time. The right time is not coming yet. It's still not the right time. I'm still working out my finances. I can't go with my family. I'm organizing all my finances and my bills. I have something to do. Go as you are, and I will take care of you. There is something in you that will bring everything as I go. I am the man who was created. I created everything in the nations. And then the quote was up there. And to finish it up, he says, and he was under the power of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't remember saying this. When you go, the Lord will send signs and wonders. You will release people in chains, and something really powerful is waiting to happen. The Lord is calling you like a Jeremiah. Don't resist his fire. Don't try to make excuses. Don't try to say, I can't do anything. What you have to do is stand up, and if you go with this army arising, you are in this army. He says, do something for the kingdom. We are all called to carry his glory. All things you are saying to say no to him are foolish. You are just the recipient. He is pouring what he wants to pour in you. Fire of God is here. Today is over. Don't complain and resist. The power and fire of God is in my bones. He says, today I have come to tell you, today is new. The fire is here. Today is new. The fire is here. Okay, these are strong words. And again, it's going to look like something individual for every person. Because I am getting on a plane and I am going, so that's what he's speaking to me, and I know it. And I knew that before this word was released, but he's saying that things need to change now since there's been another release. And again, Mel is not saying, you're not doing it right, church. No, he likes this place, and he's saying that this is not a wimpy place. He's saying that God has trusted us to be able to receive a tough but good message like this. So he's saying that this will start at home. It will look like something in our quiet time. It will look like something with our time with the Lord. It will look like something to make the burdens easier for those who are here. Those who are stepping in need more hands around them. I'll speak for myself, okay? More hands around will make the job easier. And it might not be as comfortable for some, but God says, I'm releasing this and we can do it. I'm fine because I'm getting on a plane. But those who are here need more. More volunteers, more help. Well, this is not a message, well, I need to do more then. This is a message where the fire has been released for the more. That's all. Because when you have that kind of fire, there's nothing that stops. Absolutely nothing that stops. You can't say no. You'll want to say yes. Because, and there might be a flesh thing, but you'll want to say yes. You'll want to say yes. Help me do what's harder to do. So it's not one person or two people or three people that we're really dividing it up, and we're taking a look at maybe where we spend so much time blessing. God says, take that blessing time and divide it up. So there's loaves and fishes everywhere, you see? That's a good word, isn't it? Ooh, I like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what he told me to do. Just take what Mel and Jose, Pastor Jose said, and release again an understanding. God is saying something to us. I'm excited. How many of us want to listen to that CD again, huh? And I had this vision that we were going to be wrecked in the fire, wrecked in the glory. I had this vision today. Oh my gosh, Lord, I'm going to give this fiery message, and they're going to come up here and be all over the floor. And then as I'm standing up here, he said, no, I'm already doing it. As you're releasing it, your words are filled with power, and your words are filled with, they are truth, and they're going right into the hearts. There are going to be amazing things that happen here when we're in Ghana. Amazing things that happen there. It's going to be different than any other amazing international mission trip time. I'm convinced of it. All five of us were at home talking about this conference, the team up here. And we knew that there was a shift in this region, a shift in this place. Why God has chosen this bunch, have no idea, other than we've asked. But he has. And God's going to open the gateways of new beginnings for some of us. But it's going to look like something. Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? We want to close this with worship. I'm not going to say you need to repent. Repent means, God, sorry, I didn't get it. Now I get it. You need to do that if you need to. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, let's put our gaze here, up high on him. Let's worship the Lord as we finish here and have our gaze on him and say, thank you for the fire. Lord, I have your fire. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. And last thing I'm going to tell you is I woke up in the middle of the night. Well, actually, I don't remember it. My husband said, Pastor Bill said, you started speaking in tongues and glorifying and praising the Lord in your sleep for a good half hour or more. I don't know. Woke him up. I was really loud, praying in tongues, just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I don't remember any of it, but that's our spirit on the inside. Amen. And that's what the Lord has for us. So we want to close. Did you have something? You want to come up here and say it? We want to close in worship with thanking God for this fire and saying, I'm in it. I'm in it. Not, oh, give it to me. I have to have it. I don't have any fire. You've got fire. If you're here, the fire's been released. Let's be on our feet. We're going to worship. Mike has an announcement, and then we're going to worship the Lord. It's time to go forward, and this is the way. This is the way, I'm telling you. I'm asking you to trust the Jesus in me in these words that I'm saying because they're from heaven. I
believe. His words are from heaven. As we are taking our loaves and bread, making sure that they're spread out all over the place, mark off your calendars for Saturday, December 1st, Gift of Christmas. Gift of Christmas.
About and the one leper who returned to Jesus and how he took the healer home with him. He not only just went and received his healing, but he said, I'm going to take Jesus. I'm going to take my healer. I'm going to go after him and come to his knees and thank him for what he's done in healing me. And so the Lord spoke to my heart personally through that and just really allowing my heart more and more to really go back to those times of what Jesus has done in my life and to return to those times and to keep him in my heart daily. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that as we're just living the impossible dreams, that we're taking Jesus, you home with us. We take our whole wholeness, the whole loaf with us as we go, because we thank you, Jesus, that you are going home with us. And we take you, the healer, with us in Jesus' name.